Now we have letters to the evening news. This week there are comments on the Northern Distributor Road, exercising in our parks, and the loss of a local building firm.
A shocking waste of cash, says Joan Horsfall of Spixworth. Being a resident of Spixworth and watching the progress of the building of the NDR close to our village, I thought the limit of madness had been achieved by the erection of plastic fencing along several fields in Quaker Lane, along which numerous buckets, all for the purpose of catching newts, toads and frogs, to be taken to a special pond. But today we spied the incredible sight of a bat bridge, no less, being erected for the safe crossing of bats when they negotiate the NDR at the point where Quaker Lane joins St. Faith's Road. I am all for protecting wildlife, but feel these measures are not only futile, but are a totally unnecessary waste of taxpayers' money. I really cannot believe that I am alone in believing these views.
Richard Woods of Ling says, money gets in the way. What ever happened to Dad and the kids grabbing a football, running down the park, dumping down a jumper or two and having a good old kickabout? It turned into a fully fledged international business with its own association and rules and everything. That's what. Oh, and a fee of £6.40 per adult for the privilege of playing foot golf. Eastern Evening News, August the 2nd. OK, I'm a bit old-fashioned, but I'm a bit flabbergasted at the idea that kicking a ball around a park, free of all charge, is not enough anymore. Now it seems we are happy to pay £6.40 per adult to kick it around a course, sinking it down holes between bunkers. Two courses are now open in Norwich and have joined some 180 nationwide. One assumes the company running it pays the local council a fee. They are encouraged to do this sort of thing by central government, capitalising on assets. Digs the holes and bunkers, sets up the system and takes the cash. Whatever next? Well, we already have running with money, groups of people organised into running events, timed and recorded and rated, and paying. All this sounds like it's good for our health and exercise, but that's only if you can afford it. Anyone notice the UK is now bottom of the league in Europe, tut tut, dirty word, for pay?
And our final letter comes from Sue Skipper and Jilly Mixer of the Britain's Arms Coffee House and Restaurant in Elm Hill. Regarding W.S. Lusher and Son, when we look at our beautifully restored building and remember the hundreds of hours of highly skilled work which went into the transformation, we feel dreadfully sad. We traded through the 18 months of building works and frequently commented that were the builders any other than W.S. Lusher, we would not have survived. They were unfailingly considerate and professional. Above all, we knew that work was being carried out to the very best standard by a workforce who had years of experience and commitment. We hope for the well-being of the workforce and the fabric of our city, that some future can be found for the firm.